If you can walk us through the timeline.
Okay, looks like the first call came in a little after 4 o'clock. I think the second alarm went out about 20 minutes after that. What I understand is when they got here, they had some fire out the back windows. They made entry. They found the fire pretty much isolated to the second floor in the back. They've got heat and smoke damage throughout. There's some structural issues that we're looking at the building, watching real close. It's developed since the fire. We've got several businesses right now without power that we're trying to sort through and get them back in service. As far as the cause or reason, we don't have a clue yet. We haven't got in to start investigating. We're still trying to get aired out, get the environment safe for us to be in. These old buildings don't have a lot of ventilation methods, so it's just time-consuming.
Not only the lack of ventilation, but because they are old, I'm curious, particularly with the string and horn shop next door, and maybe it could be an accordion effect, the structural situation, I'm sure, is still going to be a concern for a while.
Yeah, we're trying to get some engineers involved in it now. We're notifying the owners and letting them work some engineers. The neat thing about these old buildings is they were built with such thick walls between them that usually what affects one hopefully won't affect the other if that wall's been maintained. Brian is lucky in that aspect because these old buildings were designed. When you go down the road, you'll see where buildings were, and you'll see slots up on the side. These are called fire cuts. And what they did is the beams and joists that went across that notched the ends. So when they caught on fire, instead of falling and pushing the walls out, the cuts would burn out and the floors would drop in and you just shovel it out. So even though these buildings have been remodeled, a lot of that original construction is still in them. So that's detrimental into keeping it isolated.
One other thing regarding the structural integrity of the club, which is at the corner of Main and WJB, one of the lanes of WJB is closed. Any idea how long that's going to happen?
First off, the reason it's closed is the northeast corner of the structure has developed some cracks. And during the course of firefighting, we had a safety officer designated to watch operations from that backside. And over the course of this incident, he has watched this crack widen and some more cracks develop on the north side of the building also. So our concern right now is that flaking off. We've had BTU out here to cut some drops in the affected area. And so in the interest of not having bricks fall on cars or people, we're closing that section of the eastbound lane and the section of the sidewalk on the north side of the Halo Club and directly in front of the Halo Club. Hopefully it'll be open this afternoon. We're trying to get in contact with some owners to get some engineers involved to clear it for us.
Let's go back to the fire attack. You said the first alarm came in a little after 4. Do you have a time when it was declared under control then? Was it before sunrise?
Yeah, it was before sunrise. Again, it took a while just to make sure that there was no extension. There's some pretty good void spaces up between all the ceilings. The fact that the ventilation was difficult also makes it hard to make sure that all the hot spots are out because you can't remove the smoke. It just kind of hangs there.
At first impression, then, is most of the smoke and fire damage on the second floor versus the first floor?
The smoke is on both floors throughout. Fire damage is contained to the second floor. There is some water damage on the first floor.
The second floor would have been used for what? Just storage?
No, the second floor had a dance floor, a bar, and a stage up there, as well as the offices.